This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Heather Shoemaker's Saving Arcadia, a story of conservation and community in the Great Lakes, reads like a suspenseful adventure story. It's a story of a small community of determined people and how they save their land from the grip of a powerful corporation. I ask Shoemaker how she became interested in ecology and conservationism.
I think just growing up, I had a family that took us on hikes and took us camping and took us to national parks because both my parents were teachers, so you could get out in the summers and really spend some time out there. So it was sort of in my family blood, and I think that that's really what inspires people in general to care about the environment, is to find a special place or some little fishing spot or something that they love, because it's that love that drives us. And in my case, it drove me to plan a career in land conservation.
You know, right there, I think I see the connection between renegade parenting and conservation. Probably the best way to teach our children to care about our environment is to kind of let them go and play in it.
Yeah, right. And it's a bit muddy and wet, and they might meet a lizard or something, but, you know, it's all part of life. And giving them some risks to explore, like balancing on a log. My dad loved to balance on logs and jump off them and encourage us to do that sort of thing. And I think that when you begin to engage with the world, some people are scared to step off a path, you know, step off a paved trail or something. And we were always going off into the woods and finding our own way.
And how did you become interested in Arcadia Dunes specifically? Because you're actually from Columbus, Ohio, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, I moved to Michigan when I finished graduate school. And at that point, I had a bad case of being a graduate student where I had no money in the bank left, and I was tired of eating rice and beans all the time. So I was looking for a job, and one of the jobs that popped up was this tantalizing idea of being a land protection specialist. That was the title, land protection specialist.
Oh, I love it.
And I just drooled at the title, because that's what I had really gone to school for, was to save the world. And so I ended up getting the job and moving to Traverse City, Michigan, which is a great spot because there was a lot of lakes and forests and natural land and a lot of unique farmland too, cherry country and apple country. So I moved there for the job, and I didn't know anything about Arcadia when I moved. In fact, even though, as you mentioned, I'd grown up in Columbus, Ohio, I was a Midwesterner, I'd really never been to Michigan before. So I landed there not knowing much about Michigan, and I was handed Benzie County and eventually Manistee County, which are both on the coast, to take care of and see how much natural habitat I could work with willing landowners to preserve. And what happened was they have these plat maps that show land ownership, and we were always looking for, who might own 100 acres or 200 acres so that we could call them up and have a conversation and see if they might like to put some preservation elements on their land. And at the very bottom of the plat map, there was this huge expanse of land, and it was all under one ownership. It was all the public utility, Consumers Power, or under the umbrella of CMS Energy. And I showed my boss, Glenn Chown, and I said, look at this. And he said, oh, that's only half of it, because the other half goes into Manistee County. And this was the Arcadia land that the book is about. It's this 6,000-acre expanse right on the shore of Lake Michigan with towering dunes and forest and a lot of cherry country, too. So I stumbled on it by looking at a map, and then I was so infused by my graduate school work on, you know, large landscapes is the future of conservation that we just started dreaming that very day.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I'm speaking with Heather Shoemaker. I ask her what makes the Arcadia Dunes so special.
I think what's neat about this property is that you can almost think of it in three different sections. There's the farmland aspect of it. Then there's big swath of forest, thousands of acres of forest. And then there's the really unique coastal habitat, which is the amazing sand dunes. Most of us love to just play in them and gape at their beauty. But the sand dunes of Lake Michigan, besides being gorgeous, have unique habitat for some pretty rare species. And some of these species far as biological diversity, they don't occur anywhere else on Earth. So they're technically called endemic species. Now, there's various arguments and ideas of why it's important to preserve a huge swath of biological diversity. You can come at it from many angles, such as, we never know, maybe something will bring us a medicine that we could use, since most of our pharmaceuticals do come from
plants,
natural plants and so on. So you could come at it from the useful argument. You could come at it from the, it's all part of creation and therefore we ought to protect it. There's so many reasons why, but what's fascinating is that in our little strip of Michigan on the coast here, there are some plants and animals that make this their only home on Earth. And that's something so unique and worth saving.
And tell us about community, because this whole process had a very special way of bringing together a community and how community can make changes.
Yeah, I think community is the theme that just runs through the book, because when we were dreaming this impossible dream of trying to save Arcadia, the Arcadia landscape, you can start with a dream with one or two people, but you can't pull the dream off unless you enlarge that to a community level. So we needed lots of people. It needed a community to raise money and awareness, and we needed the community to, once we were able to buy the land and have it be a nature preserve and working farmland, you need people to come together as a community to live as neighbors and work together. And make that work on the landscape. And you need community to be enduring. So I think this is the theme near the end of the book, is that when is land ever preserved? You can buy a piece of land, put a sign up saying this is a nature preserve, but does that really preserve it, just ownership? Because what you need is that continuity of care through the ages. You need to age people and keep taking care of it and then raising up the next generation to continue to love it and care for it. Because otherwise it turns into what people call a paper park, which is when it's protected on paper, but in real life there's people cutting down trees and, you know, timber trespass or all kinds of things that degrade the land. So you need a large group of people to care at every step of the way, and I think that's why this book is so much about building community and really building community across all kinds of divisions. You know, we had urban and rural. We had maybe college-educated and eighth-grade-educated. We had people who loved to identify odd sedges and particular biological species, and people who like to go hunting, and all sorts of just different groups, and yet we all came together to try to achieve something.
I'm Zinta A. Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Heather Shoemaker, the author of Saving Arcadia, a story of conservation and community in the Great Lakes. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening. Thank you.